go forward. Don't keep on forward.
Hold on.
You can certainly see the 6'5" mayor coming, like last Monday after an annual Martin Luther King Jr. event in Harlem. Mayor de Blasio didn't take small steps. He took long strides onto Lenox Avenue, where reporters stood waiting.
Okay.
In the sidewalk scrum, de Blasio smiles confidently above the pack. A staffer even offers to hold one reporter's mic so it reaches the mayor's mouth.
That would be a good idea. You're innovating microphone technology. Hold the microphone near the mouth. Okay, it's like a 1950s like public service documentary. Hold the microphone near the mouth.
A little de Blasio humor, a frequent feature at his public appearances. It's not exactly side-splitting, more like the joke your uncle might make at a family reunion. His affable demeanor can turn sharply, though. When a reporter asks about a poll result suggesting New Yorkers don't want the First Lady to have a formal role in the administration...
That's not accurate, with all due respect. You should read the poll more carefully. Next question, please.
That's de Blasio's assertiveness, when he respectfully disagrees with the premise of a question. Technically, the survey asked how big a role the mayor's spouse should play in shaping public policy. 30% said none. More than 60% said some role.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, sir.
What is becoming clear is that Mayor de Blasio is a master of staying on message.
We good? Everybody ready?
And if there were doubts about how soon he'd make good on his progressive agenda...
I'm here to announce today with my colleagues that we're immediately acting on a dramatic expansion of the paid sick leave law for the city of New York.
De Blasio is already showing what can happen when the vast majority of the city's elected officials line up on the same side on policy issues, something that we haven't seen in the city for more than two decades. They were all there outside an Ecuadorian restaurant in Brooklyn. Speaker Melissa Mark Viverito, Comptroller Scott Stringer, and Public Advocate Tish James.
I want to recognize the council members that are here. We have Council Members Kozlowitz, Koo.
This is a tremendous moment for New York and for the people who struggle every day. It really
Politics
is.
Matter, and elections have consequences. Today's a great day.
Amen. Just to signal that this administration was making a priority of paid sick leave for working families, unions, and community activists. All the while, Mayor de Blasio has to keep the city running.
Total accumulation of snow in Central Park was 11 inches. So again, slightly larger than the last storm. Higher totals were recorded.
At first, Mayor de Blasio refuted claims that Upper East Siders were getting the shaft on snow removal.
Are they just mistaken?
They're just mistaken. No one was treated differently. We believe in a five-borough approach. That's in everything we do.
Then after a visit uptown, there was an about-face. Mayor de Blasio issued a written statement of apology. But that wasn't the end of it. Reporters wanted to hear his explanation. So he started with some humor.
The first point, for those of you who are baseball fans, when people get to their team in the major leagues, their newfound teammates often say to them, "Welcome to the show." So, you know, this goes with the territory.
But when the questions kept coming, his tone hardened.
The orders were given. The execution was not what it should have been. And when I saw it with my own eyes, I was thoroughly dissatisfied, and I gave new orders and clear orders to beef up.
Friend and senior advisor Peter Ragone has known de Blasio for close to 20 years. In assessing his friend's style, Ragone compared him to Alfred E. Smith, a governor of New York in the 1920s, who was once called the happy warrior on the political battlefield.
And I think that in a lot of ways, Bill de Blasio is a 21st century version, a happy warrior, someone who is fighting for the things that New Yorkers need, but doing it with a smile and sometimes a joke.
Mayor de Blasio will need every arrow in his quiver as he moves forward on another big policy issue, universal pre-kindergarten. On this, he's facing a strategic challenge. Governor Cuomo says he's willing to pay for it, without de Blasio's plan, a tax hike on the wealthiest New Yorkers. But that's not the path to victory de Blasio wants to take. He says New Yorkers gave him a mandate. He heads to Albany Monday to fight that battle. For WNYC, I'm Bridget Bergen.